from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. FBI says nothing new with Hillary's email. The director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, James Comey, has told Congress he has not changed a conclusion reached in July that Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton did nothing criminal in using a private server for emails when she was Secretary of State. In the meantime, Clinton and Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump have been campaigning almost nonstop with just a day left before the U.S. election. Trump took issue during a campaign stop in the state of Michigan with Clinton's policies, which he said have cost the people of Michigan jobs.
The economic policies of Bill and Hillary Clinton have bled Michigan dry, almost more than any other place. They rake in hundreds of millions of dollars from special interests who specialize in shipping your jobs to other countries.
At a rally in the state of Ohio, Hillary Clinton took issue with the tone of Trump's campaign.
The bottom line is, his vision of America is so dark and divisive. It's not the America that I see as I travel around our country. I want us to have a vision that is hopeful, optimistic, and unified about what we can do together to make sure America's best years are ahead of us.
The election is tomorrow. Latest NBC Wall Street Journal poll puts Hillary Clinton with a 4-point lead over Donald Trump. Turkey's main pro-Kurdish party has announced it is withdrawing from parliament after the unprecedented arrests of 9 of its own lawmakers, including the party's 2 co-leaders. The arrests also heighten concern among Western allies about the state of democracy in Turkey, a NATO member which aspires to join the European Union. This is VOA News. Kurdish-led Syrian forces backed by U.S. air power and military advisors have launched an offensive to gain control of Raqqa, the northern Syrian city overrun by Islamic State extremists in 2014. VOA asked Trinity University regional analyst David Lesh if the Take Back Raqqa campaign came as a surprise.
I'm a little bit surprised because I thought the diplomatic complexities associated with this would take a little bit longer to work out, but apparently they have, or if they haven't, they'll soon come to light. But militarily, it makes sense to basically launch a pincer movement on the Islamic State from the east and the west. In the east in Mosul, in the west, of course, in Raqqa.
U.S. Defense Chief Ashton Carter says the international coalition will continue to do what it can to enable local forces in both Iraq and Syria to deliver a defeat to Islamic State. An American citizen being held in Yemen has been released and evacuated. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry welcomed the news of the release of Waliad Yusuf Pitts Luckman, recognizing it as a positive gesture by the Houthi rebels. Nicaragua held elections Sunday that looks certain to hand another term to President Daniel Ortega and make his wife the vice president.
Gracias a Dios.
Speaking just after casting his ballot on Sunday night, Ortega thanked God for what he called a miracle where neither hate nor confrontation nor death took place in the electoral process. The political opposition, which has been sidelined by Ortega and largely booted out of the National Assembly by recent court decisions, questioned the legitimacy of the elections, calling them a farce. China is preventing 2 elected pro-independence lawmakers in Hong Kong from taking their seats in the city's legislature because they deliberately misread their oaths of office. The National People's Congress Standing Committee in Beijing published its ruling today. Chinese government has criticized Hong Kong independence advocates as separatists and belittled them as a fringe majority. Janet Reno, the first woman to serve as U.S. Attorney General, died early today. She was 78 from complications of Parkinson's disease. A former Miami prosecutor who famously told reporters, "I don't do spin," served as Attorney General under President Bill Clinton. Here, Ms. Reno announces the arrest of Timothy McVeigh, the homegrown U.S. terrorist who would eventually be convicted in the Oklahoma bombing in 1994.
Timothy McVeigh, age 27, who we previously called John Doe Number 1, the man with the light brown crew cut, was arrested by local authorities on a traffic violation about 60 miles from Oklahoma City on Wednesday morning.
This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.